وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the notion and concept of human being in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episodes, we talked about different dimensions of the human being. We ended up talking about the concept of an-nafs or the soul in the Holy Quran. And we said there are different types of soul according to the verses of the Holy Quran. One of them is the commanding soul. One of them is self-blaming soul. And this was how we wanted to understand the soul according to the functions of it. So we said one of the functions of the soul is commanding us and human beings to vicious deeds. As-su, al-ammaratu bis-su. So when we say we have these souls, it doesn't mean we have different entities. It's one soul, but this soul has different functions. And based on that function, we can categorize and classify it. And it's a common argument and way of reasoning which preceded in other ideologies as well. In Greek philosophy, it's referred to as ergos eidos argument. From different functions, from different ergos, which means functions, we can understand different essences, eidos. And the same thing is true here. From different functions, we say there are different aspects of the soul. So we said that commanding us towards vicious deeds and then blaming us after I commit the wrong deeds, may Allah forbid, then there's a call within me that blames me for that and makes me regret what I did. And that is all the responsibility of the self-blaming soul. And we need that. People who don't have self-blaming souls or they have suppressed the call of their self-blaming soul for a period of time, they end up being very rude and out of control. And people who have overreacting, if it's correct to say, self-blaming souls, they have other issues. So a balanced function of self-blaming soul we need to have in order to have correct behavior in our lives. And then we have an-nafsul musawwala. What is nafsul musawwala? There are three verses in the Holy Quran referring to taswil, tazyin, decoration of the soul. And two of them are in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, when Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam told his children, his sons, except for Yusuf, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Your soul has made something look or seem decorous to you, something seems justified to you. Or justification also is a good word, that your soul justifies things for you. You may do wrong actions, but then your soul, there is a part of your soul that it starts justifying it for you so that your blaming soul does not start functioning. So because your blaming soul starts to blame you, then this an-nafsul musawwala, decorating soul, if it's correct to say, or justifying soul, it starts the justification. No, this was not that. This is, for example, a better thing. It was in a case of greater good. If it was a case of that. So there are different sorts of justification that the soul brings in order to stop the blaming soul, and then in order to stop a person from training himself and correcting his behavior. We will have a break and we come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. We were talking in the first segment about different souls. We talked about decorating or justifying soul and nafs al-musawwada. And we said in the Holy Quran, there are three references to this soul. Two of them are in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. One of them is in the story of Samiri, the person who was responsible for the golden calf. And this is important for us to remember, that there is a big, big difference in the narrative of the Holy Quran of the golden calf story and the biblical narrative of that. The common biblical narrative that exists within Jewish community or the biblical historical narrative is that golden calf was created by Harun alayhi salam, the brother of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, which Quran clearly rejects and says, no, it was built by Samiri. And Harun, he remained silent because he could not change it. And he, according to the excuse that he brought for his brother Musa alayhi salam, was that he had feared that he would create a division among Bani Israel. And that's why he stopped. And actually, Quran does not blame Harun for that, as if or because Quran considers that a good decision for that situation. Sometimes division is even worse than other issues that are in the society. And so Samiri, when created or started that fitna trial and stumbling block for Bani Israel, then when Prophet Musa returned and asked him, somehow interrogated him in front of everyone, why did you do that? He said, بَصُرْتُ بِمَا لَمْ يَبْصُرُوا بِهِ فَقَبَضْتُ قَبْضَةً مِنْ أَثَرِ الرَّسُولِ. And there's a world of controversies around the interpretation of this part of the verse, that I have taken something from the remains of the footstep of al-Rasul, the apostle. Some people say it was Jibreel, or there are different interpretations. We don't want to enter that discussion. And then at the end says, وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِنَفْسِي. This was the way, this was how my soul justified it for me. Because it was very abhorrent, it was very difficult even to believe that people who had seen miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all those years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them, they get rid of Pharaoh and they passed through that big sea that was a long river or whatever. It was waters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made path for them at the middle of that water. And then when they made our way out of all of those troubles, as soon as they settled down, and for just 10 days that their prophet was away from them, وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بَعَشْ, Quran refers to that. Initially, the plan was for 30 days. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added 10 other days, it was the test for Banu Israel. And they fell into the trap of Shaitan and Samiri. They started worshipping the golden calf. And it was very strange for Prophet Musa when he came back and he saw that. And he was angry. And then he asked Samiri, he said, it was how my soul justified it to me. You see, it shows that it's possible for people to commit great sins, but then their soul justified for them, as if they are blind to the depth and to the size of that viciousness of that deed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and help us not to fall victim to this function of the soul. Thank you very much for listening, and until next episode, keep me in your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد.